said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, now you're gonna be in trouble.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's
so
back.
Look out now, 'cause he's coming after you.
You've been trying, and he knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back, and things will be fine.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
I wanna be sorry you were ever born.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's
he's
back.
He's kinda big, and he's awful strong. Gonna save my reputation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Gonna save my reputation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back. Hela, my boyfriend's back
now.
My boyfriend's back, my boyfriend's back.
What were you thinking? 'Cause you're gonna get a spanking right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Yeah,
my boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, Huntsville, Livingston, and anybody else we happen to reach out there. Welcome to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm Jimmy Carper, the longest and the oldest co-producer of this show, and like Elton John said... I'm still standing, yes. Yeah. Although they were very gracious to allow me to sit now for a while.
You better, because those knobbly knees are scary.
I know.
When your knees are a lot wider than the rest of your legs, that's a little, you know.
And I can fit my own hand around my thighs. Hello. Okay, I'm a little thin here.
Yeah, we're not used to seeing you in shorts.
I know, right?
Right.
Especially green shorts.
Well,
we put 26 more pounds on him. He'll look okay.
Yeah.
Only 26. Huh?
I don't usually wear shorts because I do have skinny legs, but because of the
wound.
Yes, really horrible wound that I have on my leg. I was afraid that if I wore jeans, then people wouldn't be as careful with me. Or I wouldn't be as careful with me either. So it's...
To remind you.
It's a reminder. And you are.
My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the other guy.
Yes, you are. And it seems I've been away for a while. Let's see. What, 3 hospital visits in a month?
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
And Judy's mantra is, but who's counting?
And David is out also. He had a...
Fall down, accident. Go boom.
Yeah. Over at F-Bar, of all places.
Something about the steps.
Yeah, they go up and down, okay. And he didn't.
Well, he did go down.
He just did half of that. He went down.
On his face, poor baby.
So, yeah. Goodness.
So do we have anybody else out from the crew?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I've missed a lot.
You think?
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. I gotta grab my script here for a second.
I've told
here
you
it is.
Things you've
Duh.
Missed.
Yeah. I mean, we have a new time slot now.
Yes.
It's official. We are
in our season premiere.
Yes.
12 to 3.
Mm-hmm. midnight.
From midnight to 3, and we will be at, from 3 to 1, we'll be broadcasting here on KPFT a new show, well, not a new time slot for this show.
3 to 4.
3 to 4, what did I say?
3 to 1.
3 to
1. They're going backwards there.
Hello.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I was at George's. I can't help it.
Oh, yeah.
The devil made him do it. Yeah.
Their specials are special.
Mm. 3 to 4.
You were playing with Boo Boo again, weren't you?
I was tempted to ask what the one specialty shot was they had on the ball there. I can't say it on the air.
Wow.
Oh.
We're not FCC compliant, are we?
Let's see. Let me translate it into how we usually say it. Let's say it's the Ranchero Rooster Liquor.
Oh, I see.
I didn't try that.
My.
No, but 3 to 4 is a show called From the Vault. It's basically the Pacifica Archives is one of the largest radio archives in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving you a taste of what's in there, of some of the specialty programming you can find only through us. And give you a listen to it. And, you know, if you're interested, you can go and purchase copies of the... Of the programming and other things they have over at PacificaArchives.org.
Huh. Wow.
So I'm not sure what we have on tonight, though. I just was told to push a button.
Okay.
You'll have to show me how to do that for next week.
Yeah. So that starts up tonight, and then next week we have our fun drive. Starts up again.
Oh, you're kidding. Do I have to go in the hospital?
You're back
again?
Just in time. Oh, no.
Goodness gracious.
Yes. Part of the gifts we'll be offering is for a pledge of $100, you can have a special Park Plaza thermal mug.
Oh,
autographed by Jimmy Carper.
Oh, a wonderful
yes, you
wash
can.
Bucket.
Yes, you can.
And for you in the yellow hanky crowd, we've got the porta potty he had at the hospital there as well.
Oh, my.
Yes, autographed urine.
Just what we always wanted.
Jimmy, I've heard of frequent flyer miles, but you've been in so often lately, you should have frequent bedpan miles.
I know, It's like,
actually, he kept going back for the ice.
They named a room for him,
the Jimmy Carper suite.
I think so.
I think they even installed a
Jimmy
pocket
Carper
door, too.
Jimmy Carper was not sweet. Trust me.
I think I was home about 5 days last month.
Yeah, all total.
Yeah.
In spaces.
4.5, but who's counting?
But things are looking up. It was a lung problem. It was...
Well, every time you went in, it was something different. Liver explosion.
Livers are not supposed to explode. That's not good.
No, most especially not supposed to implode.
Then they told me that I had a swallowing problem, and they wouldn't give me food, so I said, FCCU, and walked out of the place. Never to return.
Okay, first off, let's see. Liver implosion, isn't that something you get down at the House of Pies? From the menu? And when you just realize that you just caused several heart attacks down at BJ's saying that you have a swallowing problem.
Well, that's the point. Everybody knows that that's impossible.
My God, he has to get healed by Louie.
I know.
Oh.
Anyway,
we are glad.
Silent.
We are glad that Jimmy is back.
And like I hope to be back. I won't be here
for the
whole show, and I'm slowly getting back into things.
This is the most he's talked in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Except for the 2 hours the other night.
I've been taking it very seriously about resting and just.
And now for a rebuttal, Jimmy.
No, but I can tell you my kettle prod is worn out. I need a new one for Christmas.
This can be arranged.
I did like the moment when I outed you in the hospital.
Outed me in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, first off, I must look horrible because they thought I was your brother.
Ooh.
Or your son.
At least they didn't call me his mother.
And I, so they asked.
They did. Oh my God, they did. I mean, look at me.
Wow.
And they thought Judy was my mother.
That's frightening.
Well, it was rough on her, too.
Yeah,
there you go.
But no, so they asked, you know, how I knew you, and I explained that we do a radio show, and they looked at me like, he does a radio show? I said, yeah, believe it or not, Mr. Talkative in there is actually a talk show host. Basically, his words were, No. It was a very seductive no. That you were giving. And like I said, the weirdest part was the time I visited you in there, not a clue who I was. And then...
Not a clue who I was.
Well, you know. And then, you know, Whitney called up and she tells you, oh, you know, Whitney called. And you go, oh, Whitney. And it's like, you know, she's like...
How dare you?
I still need to talk to her, too.
And then...
He loses a point.
Orlin...
No, I know.
I mean, Orlin walks in. You look up and it's, hi, Orlin Culliver. And it's like...
and Judy and Chris are here.
Like, Bruce is there.
I have no idea who these people are. You know, had to have been an epileptic.
I hate to tell you this. He didn't know who he was.
That's right.
True. I could tell it wasn't anything you knew, because when we tried moving you the one time and you looked into my eyes, and I would say deer in a headlight look. But deers aren't that scared.
I tried to warn him about that eye connection.
I had no point. When I was going down, the guy was right there, and it was like, So, and I think what it was is because Whitney gave him pink roses, and Orlin came in waving pink at him.
Yeah, that must have been what it was.
And all I did was pound his chest and back, you know, walking to the bathroom, you know, little things.
Anyway, I'm glad it's over. I'm glad to be home, and I'm glad to be back here at KPFT.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So how
have things changed? Are we still doing? How's everybody else doing? And are we still doing events?
Yeah, we've got calendar events. We've been pulling a lot more of them off of Facebook.
Yeah, which we're kind of light on tonight.
Because what's happening lately is they're putting out, especially Reese's, they put out a thing on Thursday of what's going on that weekend.
Yeah.
And that's so there's nothing going further on advance. And so we get some of the stuff people send us on facebook.com/afterhourskpft.
Mm-hmm.
Invite us to be on there and we can do that. And like I said, we pull those stories off of there. The scary part is when I tried pulling one off there for Gaio and didn't read it ahead of time and realized the whole announcement was in Spanish. And I haven't...
He hasn't had a Spanish injection in a while.
Yeah. No, I haven't had any... Yeah, so I didn't know how to... It was like, okay, just go to Gaio Houston and hope there's a translate page.
Was there?
I don't know. That's what I told the listeners. I think I apologize for it later by playing Spanish as a loving tongue.
No. It was,
or was it Como te gusta mi pinga?
Exactly.
I forget.
Yeah,
something like that.
One of those.
About the pingas.
Yeah.
Duh.
Pingas. So what have we got tonight? I know we were going to do events.
We've got Stage Door coming in talking about Evil Dead the musical.
Oh, that has got to be. Oh, I cannot miss this.
You did miss Rocky Horror.
I know.
Quit picking on him for that.
I know.
But you'll be real familiar with the first four rows of the Evil Dead the musical. It's going to be a splatter zone.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not.
Judy doesn't look amused.
No, she doesn't.
I've been splattered on enough the last 4 weeks.
Oh, thank
you very much.
4 weeks, four rows.
What is she trying to say?
Let's go to the videotape. So we've got them. We've got Leather Ties coming in. Roundtable, which I've got. It's kind of light. Hopefully find some, you know, happy story in there. I don't have many. I think I have many of the happy stories in
but,
there.
You know, I was looking at your links, and one of those, I mean, depending on how you want to turn the twist on that one, could be a happy story.
I gotta go back and look.
For who?
For the pastor's son.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oops.
Well, yeah, they're a cute couple, though.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. And the follow-up to it was interesting.
Yeah, see, I read that before. I had actually read that earlier in the day before I saw your links. So
we've got a couple of roundtable stuff there. And okay. Like I said, events, hopefully we'll have, you know, Stage Door coming in here at the bottom of the hour and talk with the zombies and chainsaw murderers and...
Yeah, all that.
All that happy.
Speaking of plays...
Were we?
Yeah. Oh, don't you have one running?
I do, I think. I'm supposed to. I don't know. I've been at the hospital.
She hasn't been there, so she doesn't know.
I know. She's been with me.
Yes, actually, it's a wonderful comedy/drama moments in it called A Texas Romance. And it's actually, and it just finished up its, or will finish up its fourth weekend tomorrow. They have a matinee tomorrow.
Okay.
That would be on Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay, I finally broke the ice there.
There we go.
Have a matinee tomorrow at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
And then our last weekend is next weekend, the 15th and 16th. And if you hang around, if you come on for closing, you can hang around for a party and lots of after party and lots of fun, et cetera, after the show.
Okay.
So, you can call the theater and you're going to ask me for the number, 713-682-3525. I'm going to say that real fast because it may be wrong. Or you can go to Theatros.